Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Did you know we recently updated rancorsbrothel.com along with our new branding? The updated website includes a detailed archive page, online reviews, a gift shop, and alternate ways to contact the podcast. Check out some favorite old episodes, leave us a review, buy some merch, or drop us a line. All available now at rancorsbrothel.com. Don't wait, check it out today. And if you need dice, check out our friends at metallicdicegames.com. Friends of the podcast can get 10% off any order using the promo code RBP10. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
Both of us or just him?
Both of you.
All right.
As a dust cloud breaks from the vial.
With his bonus, I got an 18.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got a...
And if it involves breathing, I don't have to breathe. But I got an 18.
Okay. You both get covered in dust. It smells like old and rot and death. And then it seemingly blows away and dissipates.
Sweet. That was weird.
Yeah, you don't get to touch breakable things anymore.
I thought I was being gentle as I just...
You're all thumbs.
I'm wooden fingers. They're not the dexterous things. Yes, so the book... Can I open the book? Or is it like sealed magically?
Does not appear to be magically sealed.
Okay, I open the book. What's the book say? On like the first page.
Back a couple steps.
As he opens the book, I'm just curious. Do you hear more crunching of the vial?
It's like the pieces.
Just like pieces of it crumbling out.
Yeah. I'm assuming that was the trap. Like you open the book and it breaks the vial.
Exactly what it was, yes.
Oh, neat.
Which, by the way, was...
That's why it was a perception check to see it.
Yeah.
What do they call this? Mummy dust.
Mummy dust.
That sounds exciting.
It's real bad.
Terrible.
That's fine. I don't know what that does.
It's a curse. A creature cursed in this way can't regain hit points, and its hit point maximum decreases by 10 or 3d6 every 24 hours that elapse. If the curse reduces the target's hit point maximum to zero, target dies and its body turns to dust.
Well, I have remove curse, so I don't care.
The only way you could do it is with remove curse.
I took that because we're dealing with hags.
That's a crazy
curse. Yeah, it would fucking kill you.
Yeah, that's why I took remove curse, and I have a spell slot still. Not till next level do I get a third spell slot, but I have one now.
This appears to be titled Tales from the Glooming Court.
Oh, I was really hoping for Crypt. Is it just a storybook?
Yeah, it's very similar to the ones that you found. It's like lore about the world.
Gotcha.
Similar to what Skabatha had.
Well,
you can actually tell that this was like exactly like one of her books.
I prefer data about the world.
I read a little bit, but I'm gonna put the book in the sack.
Okay.
What was this book called?
Tales from the Gloaming Court, GLOAMING.
And now I drag the step stool to the furthest point from wherever that goblin is.
Okay.
Again, making a lot of noise and just staring at him whenever I can.
Every other book in here is identical.
Nice.
They are roughly 8 inches tall, 3 inches wide, and they are all little black books, essentially.
Do they say the same thing on them?
None of them have any titles on the spines.
If I grab one of the books, can I look and see what it says?
You open it up, and it seems to be handwritten notes and accounts of various different things that the hags seem to have done together. It seems to be stories.
They're just journals.
Sort of, yeah.
Memoirs.
True.
They are also written in Elvish rhyme. It's actually written in Elvish, which is fine, but they're written in rhyme.
Yeah, I can read Elvish.
You can read them if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you can read them.
You can... choose not to as well, but if you choose to read them, then you choose to read them. And
I'll read them for the puppet.
Yeah, you come across one that just says something to the effect of "All I have wrought shall come undone when the moon blots out the sun." And you keep moving on and on.
It's her
Prophet.
The sweet eclipse. Treachery we three have wrought, would Ilwiv forgive us? Ha, I think not.
Who?
The queen.
Oh, that's the queen's name is Igelwig?
Igelwiv.
Igelwiv, okay.
Time was our ally, standing beside us, giving us that which Mummy denied us. Mummy, M-U-M-M-Y.
Ah.
But now Mummy. I feel its hands turn cold and its second sight unfold. The hourglass broken, the sisters three meeting our hellish destiny. Bav and Scab will never know that time has always been our foe.
Is that why the thing's stuck in a time stasis?
Well, one of them also says, like it gives away Scabatha's secret. It says every morning when Scabatha rises, the one first seen by her waking eyes is swiftly forgotten like some fleeting swain and shan't be remembered till she sleeps again.
Well,
which I don't remember if we went over that after you guys killed her.
Yeah, we knew she couldn't remember something. That was it.
Yeah, the first thing she sees were the moths on the window. That's why they're there. Like, her bedroom inside of that dollhouse faces the window, so the moths are the first creature she sees every morning. Then she forgets about them, so everything else she remembers.
I completely forgot to rip that key out of her spine.
It's in there.
What's that?
You could have, but it doesn't really do anything.
Trophy.
Somebody's got a wooden eye. That's a trophy, so.
Exactly. Anyway, next room.
So if you were standing at the center of this room.
Is this a new room or weird
stone? No, this is the library, which is that room there. It looks shaped like a tombstone.
Yep.
So then you can see there are two branches off of you and one up to the right corner.
East.
Take a right first.
So go this way?
Yep. That thing far. He just did, yes. That.
We're in there, which looks like a mini theater.
Or a classroom. I think actually the hallway itself is its own thing first.
Well, let's go down
This shadowy hallway is blocked by wooden backdrops 10 feet from the entrance. The backdrop is painted to look like a library shelf.
Okay.
I sense a theme here.
Three backdrops spaced about 10 feet apart block the hall.
Can we get past them?
They look like they have a gap, but they're... Yeah. Is it weird, like optical illusions?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like when you get within 5 feet of the first one, it actually swings back and opens up. The next one appears to be painted like a raging sea. The third one is like a moonlit graveyard.
Spoopy. Guess I'm just walking.
Same. So we've gone through the funhouse hallway.
Cool.
I'm like 10 feet behind you guys.
So you're second in line?
Sure.
Roll me a dex check. Dex saving throw.
And this is why.
To not get hit by the door.
I'm going to assume your character doesn't weigh 50 pounds.
No. I weigh 42. And I don't really have anything heavy.
I guess the paladin carrying all the heavy shit does.
I weigh 42 base, but I don't really weigh a lot with the stuff I'm carrying. It's all pretty light.
I ended up getting a 25 on my saving throw.
So you step out of the way as a flagstone below you drops down into a pit.
Ah. Oh, 10 feet?
That's you probably could have just jumped and pulled yourself out of the hole.
100%.
But that's D6 of damage. It's just D6 per 10 feet.
Oof. Okay. That just happened. Watch out.
I'm past the hole like, what did you do?
Breaking the building.
Yep. Into the next room does appear to be some type of theater. Rows of tiered seating fill the back half of this theater. And motes of dust float and dance above the ancient upholstery. The seats face a stone stage flanked by wooden silhouettes of fir trees, lit from behind and above by a white, moon-like sphere of glass that hangs from the ceiling by a short chain and casts long shadows on the walls. Suspended above the stage is a trapeze.
Hmm.
Oh.
The occupants of the theater appeared to be shadows.
Like, just shadows, not the darklings?
They appear to be shadows.
Awesome. I'm going to slowly back away, because that's creepy.
Are shadows a creature? Or
yes,
just...
shadows are creatures, but I don't like the fact we're in a room with a trapeze and just a bunch of shadows. That
Gleam.
Nothing's there.
Gleam stops and says, perhaps my shadow is in here.
She did show up.
Oh, that's right. She got her shadow stolen. That's right. Then I guess we aren't going to back out.
Well, can you identify your shadow?
Can you discern your shadow amongst these shadows?
Okay, everybody, line up.
Yeah, I was about to say, line up.
Says it should be the one with the mask that I'm wearing.
It's a silhouette, I assume.
Good luck.
You see...
I always think of those shadow creatures from Ghost.
Yeah, it's simply just... Yeah. I was wondering if this would be like a Peter Pan moment where the shadow's just like an exact duplicate of him. Like, aha!
None of the shadows seem to be moving. They all seem to be like seated and sort of hunched over, so you don't get like the full effect of the silhouette.
Gotcha.
One of them appears to be a little bit larger, like quite a bit larger than the others, though.
Hmm.
Is this room, like, well lit?
Not really, no.
I don't have anything that makes anything brighter. Does anybody have a candle or a torch?
The most light seems to be coming from behind everything on the stage.
I light a torch.
Okay.
We do have kits.
It is quite bright in here. You no longer see shadowy.
All the shadows disappear.
Kind of figured that would be it, but I just, you know... Trying to find a way to discern shadow, you know.
Wait, do we still have the little lantern dude?
No.
No.
Fudge.
We do have the little lantern.
Could we do the opposite instead of letting the light shine forward? Or are we, like, any way we can, like, shine it toward the wall so that we're more, like, opposite the lighting? Like, somehow block it but have more light in the room to increase the
shadow?
I have
no idea how you're going
to
accomplish that.
I'm just saying.
Doesn't sound like you do either.
Do you have a shield? Put the shield on one side so the light's only going toward the wall.
I do have a shield. I just never use it.
That's what I'm saying. Take your shield and put it behind the torch so that light is only going toward the wall, and the only other light we're getting is going to be coming back. So if anything, our shadows are present.
You're asking me to make a hood for the torch.
Basically.
Okay, that's easy enough. Usagi, if you would hand me the torch, I will hold it behind my shield so that it radiates light but not knocks onto the shadows.
Does that add any more light to the shadows?
There we go. Problem solved.
I mean, when you hide the lantern behind the shield, you can kind of see them again.
Any better?
Not really. They just don't appear to be moving.
Hmm.
Well, I guess we'll just send her into the shadows, find your partner.
That doesn't sound safe.
Oh, absolutely not, but...
If I go over and try to touch a shadow, what happens?
Nothing.
Okay.
It just seems to sit there.
Can I move the shadow?
Yeah.
All right. Shadow, I'm going to stand it up.
Appears to be some kind of shadow of an elf, but does not appear to have a mask on it.
All right. Sits it back down. Next one. Up. I'm going to brute force this. We're going to make these shadows stand.
Would you guys like to help him out?
Yeah, I guess we might as well, right?
They'll trying to find the moon shadow. And then, hey, they have a sibling because they're a twin. Do you know if your twin's missing a shadow?
I don't know.
Okay, well, keep an eye out for your twin's possible shadow. I'm sure you know it. All right, we're going to keep looking. Do we find the moon shadow?
As you guys continue going down, like, row by row, I guess, you do find one that appears to have the same shape to it.
Is there a way to stitch it back together? Or does it just kind of
just so
coalesce?
You rub soap on the leg.
Soap on the foot.
That's right.
I don't know what that means. It's a Peter Pan reference.
Is it? Okay, I don't remember.
Can't use soap. You have to sew it on.
Oh, at least soap.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I knew you could sew it on. That's what I thought. You'd stitch it back together.
There you go.
Well, I don't have... Wait. No, I don't. I almost took a weaving kit, but...
I don't know. I have an explorer's pack. I probably have...
I have a disguise kit, but that's more like makeup. Hmm. Not that... It's more... For me, it's paint. Like...
Yeah.
Paint.
Could have been part of a carpentry kit.
Well, I have a carpentry kit and a woodworker's tools.
There you go.
I have carpenter's tools and woodworkers that I'm proficient in. I don't have needle and thread.
Well, you're all thumbs anyway.
I am. I'd probably mess something up and, like, stab her in the foot a bunch.
Sew it on backwards or something.
Oh. Upside down.
There you go.
How did I manage this? I don't know. I rolled poorly.
Yeah, all's fails. We can throw the shadow in the bag for later.
But then it can't breathe.
Neither can the puppet, but we throw him in the bag anyway.
you are unaware at this point of how to reattach it.
Okay.
We can have her hold on to her.
Just hold on to your shadow. Don't let go of this person.
Put it in your pocket.
She grabs the shadow's hand.
Is there any way for her to, like, store the shadow? Do not let go of your shadow, please.
It might run. She just follows us around.
How do you want to store it?
I didn't know if they're like, put it in your pocket.
I don't know. Put it in the bag.
It's the same size as she is, so.
Okay. Then, no. Just hold on to your shadow. She's holding its hand. Don't let go. Got it. Cool. Next room?
What'd you?
I guess we have the tube hallway thing and the other room.
Might as well check out the other room, man.
Do we want to go across or to the right?
Across.
Across.
It's the other door. And the other's just an open hallway. That's all I can really tell. All
right. Then let's go across. Did you want to scoot the stool to the other side of the room?
No, I'm fine. That's me going out of my way.
There's more prop storage.
I see a door in a hallway.
There is a chest full of powdered wigs.
Mm. I put on a powdered wig.
It's crawling with spiders.
That's fine.
There's
I don't care.
There's a 3-foot by 8-foot mouse trap.
That's a big rat. 3-foot by 12-foot?
3-foot by 8.
8 foot. I was like, that's
what? Damn. That's like a him trap.
And there is a there is a parasol topped with a copper weather vane.
I'm still wearing a powdered wig. I don't care about the spiders. They're crawling all over and I'm indifferent.
You have a powdered wig?
Yes.
That's all that's in this room.
Sweet. Then this room doesn't have doors? I see doors.
Let me go back.
I see door in a hallway.
Was there something about a giant mouse or rat in this game? Or was that another game?
Probably.
There's always
ROUSs.
Rats.
It's this.
I don't think it's in this one.
ROUSs are in all kinds of games.
Rats of unusual size. Yeah, there is a hallway that does continue.
Okay.
One that goes down into the to the right, back towards the staging area, and then there's one that goes west.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's circle back first and see what we can find.
And which way?
Moving.
Well, circle back would be that way.
Yeah.
Or do we want to go down the hall?
He said he wants to go this way.
You want to go that way?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess go that way.
Since, if we go back, it's like, hey, this is where the last stair goes. Find out what all we can find.
So we're going downstairs.
You're going downstairs, which technically goes under that other.
Yeah, that I could see it goes up, and so we're going under that point.
Okay, so.
They call this stage left. A wooden platform is embedded in the stone floor at the end of this corridor. An iron lever is fixed to the wall nearby.
Not going that way. Back we go.
Well, it appears to be the elevator.
Exactly.
So the only thing of interest here, and then when you come around, it goes back to the stage.
Turn around, and we go on back up. So we're going to go down the hallway then.
Okay.
There's a door.
Hey, it's the dressing room.
Hey-o!
Resting against the walls of this circular chamber are 3 dressing tables, each one with a mirror atop of it. The mirrors are bordered by tiny balls of bright golden light. An ornate, high-backed chair on clawed feet sits before each table. Slumped in one of the chairs is a bugbear dressed as a green dragon from the neck down. On the floor nearby are the fake dragon head and tail that complete the costume.
What is your name?
Yeah, I was about to say, sir, what's your name?
He turns around, and one thing you do notice is he also casts no shadow.
I was about to say, does he have a shadow?
He looks. He turns around and says, "Who are you?"
I'm Chinopio. This is Robert.
Richard.
Fluffy. And you? I'm so bad with names, and I'm not joking. I could not remember his name.
We still
also,
don't know.
It's funny because it's like in character and not.
No, it's so in character and it's not. I'm so bad with names.
He says, my name's Hurley.
Do you have a brother named Burley?
Yes. And he stands up. Is he here?
No, but we know where he is. Also, you don't have a shadow. We know where there are a lot of shadows. Would you like to find your shadow real quick?
He says, it's probably in the shadow theater down the hall.
Yes. Do you want your shadow back?
I don't know how to get it back.
We just grab it and it will hold your hand. If anything, you could stuff it in your costume.
He says, it won't reattach itself.
Not yet, but if you have it, at least don't have to go get it.
He just kind of shrugs.
Okay.
He says, I just want to get out of here and go back to the carnival.
We can do that, but you probably need your shadow.
But how long have you been here?
Oh, maybe a year or so.
Has it been that long, actually?
For him, yeah.
Okay.
But in like the real world, it's been a longer time, right? Like time's different?
I mean, you guys have been here maybe over a week or maybe into the second week.
No.
But Hurley's been missing for a long time.
That's what I was like. I couldn't remember if like there's a weird time dilation between the two worlds. Hurley, anything of interest through that door? And I point to the one that leads to the room we didn't come through. There's another door.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a reason to go in there or not.
Reason to go in everything.
Yeah, but if we don't have to, I'd rather just let's get your
that's
shadow.
That's the performer's quarters.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a free room in there now.
He says, he does say that the time is a little strange here. He actually will say that he learned from someone that 3 years in the Feywild doesn't necessarily equate to 3 years where he came from.
Is that a plus or a minus when it doesn't equate? Is it longer or shorter? It's wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah, he said he says something like, you know, I'm not sure how much longer Endolin expects me to remain here. I had to give up my shadow.
Did you do it willingly or she took it?
I had to agree to let go of it.
She took it.
Well,
and you willingly gave it up.
She promised to make me more likable before sending me back to the carnival.
Do you feel like you're more likable?
I don't know, but she never sent me back either.
True. I say we go get your shadow. Does anybody want to just look around in that room? I'll run Hurley over to find a shadow and we can stuff it in his costume.
He doesn't seem to be worried about it.
Well, we're getting it.
No, you asked him if he felt like he was
any more likable.
Well, she assures me that my talent is becoming more refined and respected, but these mirrors here seem to tell a different story.
Is that acting talent? What's your talent?
Performing.
And how are the mirrors saying different?
When you look at them, they appear to give a similar response to what you saw in the Hall of Illusions.
Now, for those that it's been a while, what was that?
Actually, in the Hall of Illusions, it showed you at different stages of life, I think.
So mine looks the same.
This one just sort of shows you either happier or more forlorn.
So mine looks tired. The same.
Sure.
I don't see a difference. Does he look happier in his?
When he looks into the mirror, he does not appear to be happy at all.
Doesn't look like it's panning out for you, Hurley. And I know your brother Burley's missed you greatly. He told me in secret. He opened up. He's very sweet and kind. He's sad his brother's been gone so long. That was an 18 deception. And his brother's sad.
The other three of you, when you look in the mirrors, you actually see skeletons.
Ooh. You lost some weight.
At least I'm smiling.
You have pin bones.
In all of the mirrors?
Yeah.
I would imagine mine says I look rusty, just but I'm wood, so I'm
mossy, rotted.
Mossy, rotted, splitting.
Yeah. Dry rotted.
Termites,
for sure.
You guys have worms, I have termites.
I got worms. That's what we're going to call it.
I got what?
I got worms.
I got worms.
All right. Does anybody want to check the performers' rooms? Because clearly no one's in them.
You can if you want.
Sure, why not?
The walls of this gloomy chamber are lined with black veil compartments that contain makeshift beds. The furniture is sparse. A few wooden tables and chairs, a box of junk in one corner, and flickering lanterns resting here and there. Five performers occupy the room. Two of them pace nervously while others weep.
Wait.
Five?
How many rooms? There we go. One, two, three, four, five. Three were downstairs, and there's two in the room. So What's-Her-Face didn't stay in here.
Unless she didn't occupy a room by herself, yeah.
Oh, there's a bigger room.
It's an option.
Did any of you guys share a room with what's her face?
Charmaine.
Charlie.
Charmaine.
Yeah, that one. Anybody share a room with her?
They all shake their heads no.
Okay.
You see a male human who is sobbing.
Why?
You see a female forest gnome who has seemingly buried her face into a cushion on the floor to hide her tears. You see a male halfling who is crying while he studies scripts.
Are any of you sharing rooms?
That have been wrinkled from his own tears.
Are all of you sharing rooms with someone else? Because there's three more actors downstairs and I only see five doors. Also, why are you all crying? And where are your shadows?
Would you like me to finish the list?
Yes. Inquiries, sorry.
Where did I just leave off?
The weeping halfling that was dabbing his eyes with script.
You see a female tiefling. She is one of them pacing while talking to a tiefling skull.
Hamlet.
You see a non-binary human who also paces angrily this time while muttering his lines. Well, it says his lines, but their lines is what it should say.
Mm. Typo.
That is a typo.
They went non-binary, then they gave him a gender. That's not cool.
Yep.
Nope. Yeah, I was like, I was going to give him props for doing it twice.
Yeah, I was about to say, oh, look at them. They're really doing it. And then they give that. I was happy. And then I realized they still don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them looks up and says, why are you even here? Like through tears. Why are you even here? You should all leave before you get stuck in one of her traps. He continues to cry.
Which one said that? The non-binary?
We'll call this one, which one was the male, the halfling who was reading the script.
The one reading the script.
Because even if Creeping Lynn hates you, it's still possible to win her favor, but maybe by telling like a gruesome story or something, but either way, you're going to get stuck here.
Gotcha. No shadow? None of them have shadows, I assume?
That does not specify here.
Okay. No. I'm assuming everyone does.
Actually, they were all elven except for the one.
Oh, yeah. And that was Hurley's.
And the rest of them are like, you should just leave.
We can't. We have unfinished business.
We're working on it.
Also, why are you crying?
Because we're trying to come up with the right story. If we tell her the right story, maybe she'll let us go.
Ah. Do we know if Charlie was working her play, if she'd written down anywhere, it was more of a mental thought?
Who?
Charmé?
No.
Leading lady.
The one we killed. I mean,
one of them will answer that Charmaine was working on a completely different play. She likes it here.
Hmm.
She liked it. Yeah, that's true.
You guys keep working, but it may be a moot point soon.
Yeah.
They kind of look at each other and shrug and go back to what they're doing.
What do you need to get your spells back? A full rest?
Short. Short. All needs a short rest. So an hour. So in the attunement time and all that. I got both. I get all my spells and abilities back on a short rest currently.
I'm wondering if we do that just to...
We could do that. We got beds. We got rooms. We got space. We got people there. Something.
Weeping openly.
Sobbing heavily.
Short rest. Get you back up.
Yeah, I'll get my one spell slot back and I can burn a thing to heal.
Get your attunement finished up.
Yeah. Just sit with my new staff. Or walking stick.
Okay.
Well, it's a staff now.
Yeah.
Sure. You sit for an hour. You have an elder staff. You already looked up what it can do.
7-11. Sweet. I'm full health.
I don't think anybody else really took damage. If you did, it's probably not a lot.
Nope.
Okay. Fun fact, my elder staff has some neat little facts.
Yeah, about it's a pretty cool thing.
I can basically burn three charges on it and use my Misty Escape ability
from the staff. That's what she was trying to do.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to do to catch up to her. And then the other thing is I can, on hit, so when I hit, I can opt to burn three charges and deal an extra 1d8 of lightning damage.
Hmm.
And it recharges every dawn.
How many charges do you get?
10. So I can do it three times. If I burn the last charge ever, I have to roll d20. If I fail, it explodes in harmless eldritch magic.
Hmm.
But it's a +1 quarterstaff, and I'm only wielding it with one hand because I got to cast spells. But I can be like, brah, from the end of the staff now.
So this is also a dead end. There's nothing else in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Back we go.
Are you going all the way back into like the library and then up into that other space there?
That's the plan.
But that's
you guys coming up to interesting.
Come up to interesting.
The walls of this room are adorned with a lot of wooden masks, most of which look like shocked goblin faces. Dozens of masks hang neatly from hooks on the walls, and several more are stowed haphazardly on the shelves of old bookcases. Two padlocked cages stand in a far corner. One is occupied by a panic-stricken goblin. The other is empty. In the middle of the room, two copper poles, 10 feet apart, descend from the 8-foot ceiling. Each pole has a 1-foot diameter copper sphere at the end of it, 3 feet off the floor. Between the poles, a struggling goblin is shackled to a thin, tall chair so that the spheres are level with the goblin's head. A tall, thin, cloaked figure stands in the shadows. A rictus grin forms beneath the cowl as the figure pulls the lever that juts from a wall. An instant later, golden lightning leaps between the spheres, catching the shackled goblin in its path. Before you can react, the goblin transforms into a wooden mask that falls to the floor. And this made me laugh, just because of you.
Mm-hmm.
The other goblin shrieks, Binky! It's apparently the other goblin's name.
Binky!
Also, this reminds me of There Is No Warren Bossing Say. If you've watched Avatar The Last Airbender, two orbs basically spinning around something is how they would brainwash people.
Mm-hmm.
Just screams out, Banky. Ah, that's great. That means they were named after the dog in this one. So one turned to a mask. Does the mask look like the goblins? You said they're goblin
masks.
It's
like a rictus goblin face.
Gotcha. Like. Can we free the other one, or is it like something in the way of these orbs?
It's just in a cage.
Can we get him out of the cage?
Probably. Let me see first.
We still have to deal with the jailer.
It does appear that
there's a jailer. I missed that.
He's the one who turned the goblin into the mask.
The other creature appears to be another darkling.
Well?
Who will step out and say, you ain't supposed to be in here.
And I will go Eldritch Blast! From the end of my stick.
Yeah, you can roll it. And then we'll roll initiative.
That's a 24 and a 14. I bet the second one probably misses.
First one hits.
Ooh! That is 15 force damage to his face. The other one just kind of goes, pew, off to the side.
I hope it didn't hit a mask.
It just hit him. And the other one just like, pew, and then fizzles out because it missed.
All right. Roll initiative then.
Don't roll a one.
What'd you get? Alex.
6.
Troy.
23.
Tyler.
17.
Josh.
18.
Ah, you're last?
I am last.
Okay. I was like, wait, I forgot what yours was.
I'm bottom of the order today.
That was the best roll I think I've ever had.
Bottom of the order, but hot top of the hit list.
Troy.
Hi.
Would you like to do anything?
I will approach him and attempt to intimidate him. I want to ask him, is there a way to reverse this? Holding my S-word up against him.
I don't think my S-word.
He will respond, not without magic.
Okay, so like, a yes would have just been a simple answer to that question.
I don't even remember what your question was.
So how does one reverse this?
With a spell.
Do you know what spell?
Nope.
Is this a curse?
Nope.
Seems awful bullshit if this machine
doesn't have a reverse switch.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a mask and an unmask. Setting. Meh. Well, if he's of no help, you know what to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the chair and turn him into a mask as you're like, stab. Oh. Wait, you like that idea better?
I do.
So you know what to do. You'd put him in the chair.
Grapple him and bring him over there.
Does an 18 hit?
Yeah.
For 13 damage?
That's actually enough to drop him.
No.
Doesn't matter then.
He did.
We could still turn him into a mask.
His mask does not change. He's just a corpse.
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
You do. Does a 23 pass?
It does. But you will take half, which is the total, the full is 3, so 1, I guess, because it rounds down, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You round down on damage.
So you will take 1 radiant damage as when the creature dies and drops to the ground, a magical light flashes out from it in a 10-foot radius. Its body and all its possessions, other than metal or magic objects, burn to ash.
Anything left?
Scimitar.
Oh.
Hmm.
Since it's metal, it would stay. So that happened. There is a goblin in a cage.
Kind of curious what the damage for that scimitar is. It's better than mine or not.
I doubt it. It's probably not better than what you got.
That's scimitar's unfortunate.
Not a lot. I think it's a D8 maybe, or a D6. That's... I think it's like a short sword, but it's a...
Yeah, it's either 6 or 8.
Yeah, it's nothing major.
Meh.
Yeah.
So, later.
All right.
In the bag.
In the bag. That goes in the bag.
If you'd like to unlock the cage, you may.
We unlock the... yeah.
What's the required for that?
He got a key, I assume.
I do have a key. I try the key.
Oh, no, that key doesn't work. There it is.
I assumed he had a key. Well,
it wasn't on the stat block, but it's in the middle of the text. The Darkling was carrying a ring of keys. So you can unlock the padlock with that.
So that wasn't the key we found in the
other. No, the key you found does not unlock this lock.
Okay. The scimitar is a D6 finesse light weapon, so it's an offhand weapon.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
She says that her name is Vig.
Do you want the Binky mask?
She picks it up and just says, poor Binky, poor Binky.
Was he your friend?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a he?
Yes.
I didn't know.
We came in after the interview.
She says, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Are you not under one of her spells?
No, we are not.
Well, we're not. You two are still cursed?
That's right. You guys are technically...
You still have the initial missing thing.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from that, yeah. The other extra curse you don't have anymore.
Yeah, that's why I was like, don't think you guys... We're not under a spell, but they're like...
Yeah.
Your propensity to knock isn't there.
She says, I ended up here because I tried to steal her special scissors. She's been cutting off shadows left and right.
Do you know how to put the shadows back?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Dang. Do you know where those scissors are?
She now has them on her. I think. I mean, that's where they were last I saw her. And luckily, she didn't send me to the prison, which, you know, you can't even get into anyway. Not without a special scepter.
We don't have a scepter, though. We have a stick.
No, but Stage Fright does.
Stage Fright did.
Oh, I forgot about that. Stage Fright's got the scepter. I wonder if it counts as a club.
She says, I used to work downstairs with Charme.
Well, you don't work with her anymore.
She don't work with anybody.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you didn't upset her. Well, she claims she got her magic from someone named Yaga? Baba Yaga? She has powerful friends, I know that.
It's good for her.
She doesn't like us goblins, or didn't like us goblins. She mistreated us a lot.
She doesn't like us goblins. She didn't like you goblins.
She catches on quick.
Why are you very definitive? No worries. You just don't work with her anymore.
This little goblin catches on.
She says, I wish I had something more I could give you as a reward, but information's all I've got.
Do you know the way to Indolin's room or where we might be able to find her?
It would either be one level up or to the or the furthest or the top level.
We still have that one stair. Isn't there a stairwell between here and the place?
There's a stairwell that we passed on the way to this area.
Yeah, and then there's also the yeah. other stairwell we didn't
There's
go
a little
through.
Spiral yeah. stair.
Like, in the hall.
In the hallway you walked
yeah,
it was,
to it was
get
like right
into this
in the middle.
Room.
It was yeah. whew, going down. I don't know where to, but.
It went up.
Oh, it went, I thought it went down. I it misread it.
Because there's that one, and then there's the last of
the
three
last in the
stairs.
Main area, which we could probably go back to that and see where that goes before we go down a go up a stairwell.
Right. Well, thank you for your time.
I want to, whatever. Wait, this is like, this is some sort of contraption machine thing that's turning people into masks.
Break it.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Break it.
Pull a wire, do something to disrupt.
I don't know why they bother giving these things ACs, but you don't have to hit it. It only has 5 hit points. It's an AC 15.
Just whack it with your hammer.
You hit it. It's an inanimate object.
They do it because maybe you roll poorly, because I know like there are doors, and doors have ACs. Depending on the style of door, there's more or more AC depending on what kind of door it is.
Yeah.
Like... Banded wooden doors have a really high AC. It's crazy. And then you got like shack door and like 5. Bam. Broke.
You destroy the thing.
Just remember Binky whenever you look at the mask. And she's like, ah.
I mean.
When he kept on talking about the goblins wearing masks, I kept thinking they were wearing goblin masks.
Oh, they are.
It fits perfectly over their goblin faces.
True. And that's also some serious psychological issues right
yep.
there.
It's trauma. It's great. Easy to build.
Like Leatherface.
Last of the three big staircases, I guess.
Yeah, we'll go to that. And that leads up to a room or something, I'm sure.
The mystery room.
Oh, back out in the stage area?
Yeah, we'll go to the main one real quick. Yeah. We'll worry about the spy.
Everybody's still on stage, if you're curious.
Awesome.
Yeah, all this is useless. It's the main entrance. That's all it is.
Oh, okay, then.
Because you guys came in from the inside and not from... This is the main entrance.
Oh, this is the way we
should have come in. Had you
walked
this direction... This door would have yelled out saying that the moon twin is not welcome.
Mm. So this is the way we should have come from? That you
it's
kept...
the main entrance hall.
Gotcha.
That's what it is.
This is where he didn't bring us.
Right.
Up the stairs.
We'll go up the spiral.
Yep. We magically up on the second
you
floor.
You go
now.
Up to the upper level. Comes into like a hallway area. You hear a lot of noise, like a lot of noise. There's a door directly to your right, which is west. And to your left, it is an open area. When you peek down this hallway, you see a large contraption.
It says no
peeking. A lot of lightning shooting out of it.
Oh, it's the power source. Collector.
A cylindrical chamber houses a whirring contraption bolted to a revolving metal disc that serves as its base. Metal spheres and sickles are attached to the ends of long metal arms that sweep back and forth, clicking loudly and rhythmically, like the hands of a giant metronome. The apparatus is inlaid with characters from a strange alphabets, and smoky wisps in the shapes of these letters rise from the contraption as it revolves. The whole device hums and crackles with lightning. Rising from the middle of the mechanism is an 80-foot-tall copper pole made of 8 10-foot-long lightning rods, attached end-to-end. It extends upward past a ring-shaped gallery that forms the chamber's upper level through a hole in the 50-foot-high dome ceiling. There are 3 goblins wearing overalls and tinted goggles using brooms to sweep the floor, seemingly untroubled by the noise. Thank you all for listening. While Beyond the Witchlight is co-written by Stacey Allen, Will Doyle, Ari Leavitch, and Chris Perkins. You can find us online at RancorsBrothel.com and on Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel.